Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter, and joining us today is Vlado Hrljanović, CEO, CFO, president and chairman of Juniper Group. The company trades on the bulletin board, and their new ticker symbol is JUNP. And the company is currently specializes in broadband installation and wireless infrastructure construction and other services for national providers of wireless voice messaging and data services. How's the thanks for joining us today, Vlado. How's the weather out in Boca today?
Very good, thank you. And thank you for inviting me.
Great, anytime. Now, getting right into it, you talk about the recent formation of a telecommunications subsidiary.
Well, we formed Ryan Pierce Group for a specific reason. The growth in the telecommunication has been so rapid in the recent years, the last couple of years, that one of our subsidiaries, Tower West Communication, their focus is on infrastructure services, which is building the towers for the telecommunication companies, i.e., either the AT&Ts or the Verizons or the T-Mobiles or the Sprints, or building it for the tower owners and operators, such as Crown Castle or American Tower. Now, what has happened recently, there's an arms race in the cellular business in deploying the 3G and 4G, which means that from a layman's point of view, it's really the superhighway. It's they're racing to create larger highways, more lanes for more communication. And I think what you're seeing today is basically that the people that utilize the phones, the cell phones, are no longer a telephone. It's a unit. And if you look at the younger generation, you would probably see that their phone usage is probably less than 50% than their usage as email, texting, and entertainment or other business functions. So all that requires broadband delivery. And the more broadband delivery, the more lanes we have to put up. So all the telecommunication companies, again, the American Towers and Crown Castles, which are the tower owners and operators, or be it the telecommunications, the AT&Ts or the Verizons or T-Mobiles, all of them outsource their infrastructure growth. So there's a tremendous opportunity for companies like us. Now, what prompted us to create Ryan Pierce was that this arms race that is taking place, the telecommunication companies are now looking for what they call search rings to be able to build towers, better communications, and they will outsource that, let's call it administrative side of the business versus the construction side of business.
Yeah.
So there is a tremendous opportunity there that you'll see in the next probably 4 years of all these companies, whether T-Mobile or Verizon competes with AT&T's position, who can build the 3G or 4G faster, who can get better communications. I mean, you see that in the commercials. You know, the Verizon commercials, you know, you can hear us anywhere. So, and that's all, you know, they've got to go and have search rings to be able to deploy that, to be able to cover the coverage. So all that is outsourced. So Ryan Pierce became really very necessary in our growth business plan, is to be able to take the front side of the business, meaning helping the telecommunication companies find the search rings, and then deploying Ryan Pierce would then give the business to Tower West to construct the towers. So it really was a hand-in-hand situation, and I think that in the next 24 months, I think that will play very positively for the company.
Well, great. So you feel like you're kind of getting in on it from the ground floor.
Well, I think we're getting in on a it's been developed already. But it's pretty much on the ground floor because we haven't even begun to see what will be available to us. I mean, you look at Europe, you look at Asia, they're ahead of us on that side of the fence, where their telecommunication capabilities provide them with more utilization of that cell phone. You can go to a Coca-Cola machine and punch in through your cell phone a code, and you would get delivery of a Coke, and that would be charged to your cell phone. So there's a lot of opportunities, and that all that means is more broadband, and that's where we come in.
Great, and you're making me thirsty. Now, as far as the company's other segments, now you guys do broadband installation and wireless infrastructure. You also do, are you still doing film distribution?
No. We've all our major resources have now been focused in one. We are just focusing on the telecommunication side, on the wireless telecommunication side.
So, yeah, what are some... what are some of your key products in that, and you know where may we find them?
Well, we are a service company, so what we would do is we would be engaged by, let's say, a Verizon or an AT&T, and they would give us a purchase order to either build towers or upgrade towers. Meaning lines and antennas, which means, you know, we would take it from 3G to 4G, or we would do modification on towers. Now, last year, after the Katrina and after the hurricanes and storms in Florida, OSHA had increased the requirements for every tower to be able to sustain greater wind resistance than they were before. So a lot of towers require modification, meaning restructure, so that they can withstand the new requirements. So that's another opportunity that is available. So the business itself, because of the varied usage by the cell person, gives us greater opportunities because more and more bandwidth is required. And obviously, if more bandwidth is required on a tower, the tower becomes heavier. You know, again, restructuring the tower would be necessary, or more lines and antenna go up there, and then you have that race between the telecommunications companies going from 3G to 4G.
Exactly. So you're in kind of in the midst of all that and ready to capitalize.
We're in a great spot. We're in a great spot, and you know, I'm very excited about it. I think it's really. You know, for Wall Street, I think it's a great position to be in. So,
great. So, yes.
Opinion.
So, what about talk about some of the other market trends, and you know how well positioned the company is to you know capitalize on them.
Well, on the capitalized side, we've raised some money, and we've been able to utilize that money in our growth and being able to develop TowerWest Communications and B, develop the Ryan Pierce Group. And what we're doing there is we're growing our senior management level there. We're growing the tower hand level on TowerWest side. So we're augmenting the infrastructure of the company.
Great, and. What are some of the things, Vlado, that you'd say differentiates Juniper Group from some of the other players in your sector?
Well, I think the opportunity for us, being a public company, first of all, it's a fragmented business. But most of the companies in my market space are small proprietary firms that are more or less regional. What the public sector allows us to take this concept and nationalize it, and that's the direction we're going to go, and being able to develop another sector, which is the Ryan Pierce sector, develop the TowerWest Communication, which is the infrastructure services. I think that differentiates us from the it's really the mom and pop operation where we can grow it because the public involved.
Right, correct. And So in terms of the company's growth, will you look to grow organically, or would you consider some M&A activities?
We're going to look at both because, again, you're saying what is the advantage. I think that by being a public company also, we will have opportunities to buy small operating companies, providing them with an exit strategy and being able to consolidate our company and having the economy of scale work in our favor.
Right. It's all about the synergies.
Correct.
And perhaps you can walk us through your background and experience as well as some of the key management team over at Juniper Group.
Well, my background is I come out of an accounting background. I've been involved in this business for the last, 8 years. And the management here, I have a VP of sales and development. I have a VP of operation. I have a superintendent of construction. And then I've got project managers. I've got project coordinators. So we've got probably an easy 50, 60 years of experience. It gives us diversification to be able to take really on any turn. It makes us a turnkey operation, for lack of a better word. And so we can really provide both the tower owners and operators or the telecommunication companies with whatever their needs are, we can fulfill it.
Yeah, one-stop shop.
Correct. And that's why Ryan Pierce was developed, to create that one-stop shop. So we can take them from cradle to grave.
Great. And so what are some of the milestones and objectives that the management team hopes to accomplish over the course of the next year?
Our objectives are, first of all, to have a national presence. Our objectives are to significantly improve our revenue line. Our objectives are with Ryan Pierce is really to provide that cradle-to-grave opportunity for both the tower owners and operators and the telecommunication companies.
Good. And in terms of investors, do you think that investors right now understand the general direction and message of the company?
I think if they understand and see that what changes they've seen on their cell phone, on the usage of their cell phone in the last 4 years, I guess that's the indicator of how exciting this market is, because something has to happen in the background to be able to provide the cell phone user with all these opportunities. Whether it's you can get DirecTV on your cell. You can get entertainment, you can get music, you can get business conferencing, you can get text, you can get email, and you've got voice. And I don't think we've scratched the surface at this point. I think there's a lot more opportunities. As I said, there's a tremendous race between the cellular companies. So that's going to just present more and more opportunities for us.
Right, and also with, all the different services and things that they're offering, they're going to offer, the sky's pretty
there's still there are high. A huge amount of services that can be offered to companies such as us.
Great, and once again joining us today is Vlado Reljanovic. Apologize, Vlado Reljanovic, CEO, President, and Chairman of Juniper Group, which trades on the bulletin board, the ticker symbol JUNP. And so, before we conclude, Vlado, just to kind of rehash everything, what are some of the key reasons why investors should consider Juniper Group as a good long-term investment opportunity?
I think the market we're in, the market space we're in, is a very healthy, a very sexy part for Wall Street. I think that you could see the race just via commercials. That race that you see, the commercials by Sprint, by Verizon, by AT&T, The hard line has now become secondary to the wireless line. The wireless is really become your primary means of communication. And I think there is a lot of opportunities in there, which means that we've got a tremendous amount of opportunities to be able to capitalize on in this market space. Now, we're a small company, which I think gives us, again, another opportunity to make this company a substantially larger company. So from a shareholder's point of view, I think that has to be evaluated. What is the potential growth of Juniper? Where is Juniper in the market space? How can Juniper effectively grow? And, you know, what are the possibilities? And, you know, and in that evaluation, I think we come out pretty good.
Well, great, and we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and report on your future progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update our investors today.
Well, I appreciate the time also for having me. And, you know, as I said earlier, I'm extremely excited about the market space we're in. I think this is the place to be. And I think there's tremendous amount of opportunities for, you know, for small companies such as us.
Certainly.
And thank you for, you know, for inviting me.
Anytime.